Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I was in the car taking a little trip the other day, and I came across an interview, and the woman was not terribly articulate. She didn't seem that intelligent. And I kept listening to the interview, and I realized she was a rapper, and her name is Cardi B. Now, some of you may know who she is. She's gotten very popular over the course of the last year. She grew up in a rough area, inner city kid. She worked in a strip club, literally as a stripper for years. And all of a sudden, she's hit it big. But the challenge she has in music right now is that you become a household name, and you may get a lot of downloads, but that doesn't really make you wealthy like it used to years ago. So the way you really generate revenue is by touring, and she really hasn't gone out and done a major tour yet. So she's looking at that as the way she's going to make that revenue down the road. But what's interesting to me is she, well, you know, she looked at where she was right now, and you know, the interviewer asked if she was in a place that she was happy in terms of her income, and she said no. But she also went on to say that she had a couple of million dollars to her name right now, which is significantly more clearly than she ever would have had working in a strip club. But she wasn't really happy with where she was. And that gets me to my point today, which is this idea of growth. In order to be truly happy, people need growth in their lives. Right? We need to be growing in order to be happy. If you're stagnating, typically you're not going to be happy. Now, there are exceptions to that rule. You know, if you're a monk in an ashram somewhere just sitting and meditating all day, I would argue that those people are probably pretty happy. But for those of us that have jobs and families and what I'll call, you know, Western type normal lives, it's very difficult to be happy if you're not moving forward. And moving forward means growing. And when I heard this interview, it just really struck a chord with me to say, you know, she is growing, and she's moderately happy, or she's happier than she was, but her eyes are focused in another place. And once she gets there in her mind, she's going to be happy. Now, the challenge with all of that is we've all been there before. You think, once my bank account has a certain amount of money, I'm going to be happy. Once I get into a certain house or drive a certain car or get to a place in life with my family, I'm going to be happy. And inevitably, that point comes, and it becomes just another place that we've gotten to. And there's no celebration there. And the point here is simply, once you get to that point of growth that you've been striving for, make sure you take that time to celebrate the success, to truly appreciate it. So yes, you want to keep growing, but you also want to acknowledge those hurdles as you reach them and celebrate them. And even I've talked many times before about setting a reward for reaching a goal. So if you have a certain income level that you want to attain, once you attain that income level, have a reward for yourself. Take that vacation you've always wanted to take. Buy that present for yourself you've always wanted to buy. But stay focused on that trip or that present as a motivator to get you there. And then you plant your next stake in the ground and figure out where you're growing to and how that's going to work. But the key to happiness in life is this constant growth. Once we stagnate, once we start moving in another direction, all of a sudden that happiness starts to wane. So think about where you are in life and where you want to be. Think about the growth you want to take on, but just make sure that you take the time to appreciate the steps along the way and make sure you do something special to celebrate the milestones that you reach. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today, just want you to think about your growth, your happiness, and the milestones along the way. make sure A, that you're appreciating the ride as you grow, and make sure that when you, once you hit those milestones, you take the time to appreciate those. Set goals for yourself, but also have rewards for those goals as you reach them. Get clear about the reward, get clear about the goal, and when you get there, make sure that you take that opportunity to really celebrate your success.